marriage breaker, relationship breaker, when you don't have good communication. So today we're going to talk about communications. The title, I don't know, I haven't figured out a title. But a topic, the topic's communications. The topic's communications, right? Now, right now I am going to be communicating. But that's not really relational communications, because I'm just going to do the teacher thing here, whatever. So, but I want to talk about one-on-one relationships. Relationships with communications, okay? Because I don't know about you. I want to do it better. And I still do it bad. I still go, I can't believe I said that. Or they give me the look like, I can't believe you said that. So I am growing in this. I am by far not perfect. There's days Jersey comes out and you're going, oh my gosh, pray for Pastor D. So I want to communicate better in all my relationships. How many of you want to communicate better in all your relationships? Okay, good. That's what we want to do. While I was studying for this the last 2 weeks, I was just this random thought. This was a good thought from this side. I thought about this. I thought, wow, I wonder what part communications has to do in divorce. I wonder if that's part of the divorce thing. So I start Google's amazing. So I start, no, I did some more internet, more like that. And one of the posts, the Huffington Post said, lack of communications is the number one reason for divorce. So I thought, oh, that's only one of them. Then I started looking up another one, all these studies that do, you know, things about divorce and stuff. And all of them that I looked up, lack of communication was the top three. It's top three. And you end up in divorce, which is kind of like a no-brainer, right? You awake? Put the coffee back on. Praise the Lord. All right. So if you're having, so the statistics, I read it then, if you're having a hard time in your relationship, especially marriage, you don't want to go down the toilet in divorce, guess one of those things, one of the top things you might have to start working on is communications, right? Communications. All righty. So I have a question for everybody. No calling out. Raise your hand. We had a funny little conversation about that. Okay. So I was thinking about this. This is my question. Do people become better at communications as they get older? Do people become better in their relationships by communications? Does it get easier? How many say yes? How many say no? How many want the coffee? Okay, you don't know. All right. I got a lady back there in the back row who's shaking her head. No, it does not. All right. It does not. Now, I will say yes, communications in especially a marriage, because you're 24/7, all right, can become better if you decide you're working on it. But if you're clueless, no. No. All righty. No. Everybody say no. It actually can get worse. Communication in relationships, especially marriage, the older you get, can get worse. And I'm going to tell you a real story. Long, long time ago in a far, far away place where I came from, North Jersey, Teaneck. My parents, I found out they were going to get a divorce. I was actually, I think I was first married. I was just married, and I did not know this. And the story goes, I'm one of six. The last one is Lizzie. She's in the house. There's 10 years difference, so I've been gone for a long time. And Lizzie's in the house. And I did not know this until 10 years ago when Liz was sharing this story. She says, Mom, she said, Dee, Mom and Dad, we're going to get a divorce. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, don't be so dumb. Don't be so dumb. I realized 20 years ago, Mom moved into the upstairs bedroom. Dad stayed in the downstairs bedroom. Warning, warning, yellow flag on the football field, right? And don't tell me it's because they snore, because they had six kids, so at some point in time they were together, right? Okay, so we got that thing, yellow thing on the football field, and then I just realized they didn't even sit at the table together to eat a meal anymore. I just all of a sudden started playing back this stuff. Oh, yellow flag on the football field, we got something going down. And then I was like, they're never together. All right. But the day came, my mom got a bad report from the doctors, and it was one of those terminal ones. And my dad stayed. But I didn't know this till 10 years ago. And Lizzie's telling me this. She says, Dee, they started going on dates. I go, what? They went to flea markets. Like, that is like you might as well go to the moon and back. It's like nothing in, I think our whole house was a flea market, you know. Six kids, broken stuff. You just wait till you have kids. Right? It's all busted up. Okay. So, but it was really interesting. They started doing life together. They started communicating. Okay? Here's a good quote for you. It's by John Maxwell. Anybody ever hear John Maxwell? Brilliant. Golden nuggets, move you in life. Okay, he wrote this. Everybody is talking. Everyone is talking. Everyone is talking, but not everyone is communicating. How many know that one? All right? Okay, now, think about it. Isn't that true? We all talk. All right? God didn't make you a dog where you bark. God didn't make you a cat where you meow. And then Mr. Ed is not really real, the talking horse, okay? He created us to talk. He gave you words, okay? So God created you to be a talker, to a communicator. But John Maxwell says, everyone's talking, but not everyone is communicating. So if I would give you the main idea, the big idea that I would like you to remember till you get to the end of the parking lot and possibly till you get home that will just stick in your brain that you will have understanding and really clear is, shoo, everybody's talking, but not everybody's communicating. How, and I can't make this small. Sometimes I make them real cute and small. But am I communicating to have better relationships? Well, that's your homework. But anyway, all right. So I want to start off, and I'm going to give you real quick. I think I've done this years ago when we did this here. But five levels of communication. Five levels of communication. Now, all five of them, they're not all bad, okay? But there's one, like number five, that's where we want to go. And all five of them, we do at some time or another. We do sometime or another. We kind of do this. Okay, so number one for five levels of communication, number one is a cliche. Okay, what do I mean when I say cliche? This is when someone comes up and says, how you doing? You know, and you will answer in a cliche answer if you've just met the person for the first time, second time, and third time. So if I've just met you, I go, how you doing? What do you say? Good. Fine. Next time I see you, how's it going? Good. 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 Okay. So it's kind of like, really, I think it's down there. Okay. So, but we do that. We do that. All right. Okay. Number two, level of communication is factual. Like, here's the one. You've come home late three times this week. Fact. Show up. Okay? Number three, opinion. Warning, warning, warning. These are all okay to do. But you better have a good relationship and full of wisdom when you do this one. Your opinion. Are you going to wear that today? Are you going out of the house looking like that today? That's your opinion. Okay. Man, I could tell you stories of people putting their foot and choking on that one. Okay, you do damage, so watch when you do that. Now, husband and wife, I remember Jack picking out a tie. I'm like, you're going to wear that tie? I remember those goofy ties he had. Oh, my gosh. Goofy, goofy. All right, so that's my opinion. Okay, another one is emotion. Emotions. Emotions is a level of communication, and that's when you say, I'm so tired of the way you treat me. It's kind of emotional, right? Emotional, okay? And the last one is transparent. Transparent. That's the only one I want you really to write down. Transparent. And that's where you go up to the person and you say, hey, can we talk about what's really going on? Okay. All right. So that's what we're going to be talking about, the transparent one, where you get real on your conversations instead of saying, okay, fine, All right, we're going for the transparent one, all righty? We're going to talk about, the next thing I'm going to write down is five keys to awesome. You don't have to put awesome down there. Five keys to communication. Five keys to awesome communication, better communication. Whew. All right, five keys. And why? Pastor D, why do I have to write these down? Why do I have to even pay attention? Why? Because everybody's got relationships. I don't care if you're single or married. You've got people in your life. You've got a boss. You've got a relationship there. You better have a nice relationship if you want the raise, okay? You've got siblings. You've got in-laws and outlaws. And if they're outlaws, maybe you need to work on the relationship. And we're going to work on the relationship by how we communicate, all right? Because if I can do it, we can do it. Amen. All right. Number one, key to better communications. Ready? Be on the same page. Pastor D, what are you talking about? No, write that down. Be on the same page. Be on the same page. So let's just suppose I've got the whole worship band up here, and they were one, just blessed my socks off, even though I don't have any socks off today. Just worshiping God just really helps you just do that. So let's say they're playing Amazing Grace, but they're all on the, now you know I don't know nothing about music, but I know a couple things here. They're all playing on the same chord, the same note, and it sounds beautiful, right? Sounds beautiful. It's just Amazing Grace. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Why? Because they're all on the same page. They're all on the same note. So their music is beautiful. Right? And then I told you about last week going to my kid's first string concert, and they're doing Mary Had a Little Lamb. And I don't know nothing about chords, and I can't even come up with the language here. But I knew they were not. I knew they were not. Matter of fact, it was horribly painful. Except for it was my kid up there, so I'm smiling. Right? All right? Okay? But you can tell when people are not on the same page, just like these guys. You can tell, right? You can tell because the director will turn around and go, someone over here, you're on the wrong page, wrong note, whatever, okay? You can tell. Now, have you ever had a conversation with someone? Have you ever had a conversation with someone and you're talking about this and they start jumping in on the conversation, and you're like, what planet are you on? Are you speaking Russian and I'm speaking Italian? I'm talking about this, and they're jumping in on there, all right? And this is what we do with kids. Sorry, Maria. I hold their chin, and I go, listen to me, okay? But in the big world, you don't get to do that. But I could tell you, you've had some conversations with people, and they're not on the same page you are on, right? You're like, you know, you walk out of the room and you go, what did they say? Let alone, what did I say? I knew what I was saying, but what were they saying? Has anybody had conversations with people? There's one particular person that I do this with. Then I make them repeat. Okay, that's not on the notes. But then I make them repeat, what did I say? And then I realize they're not on the same page. Okay, so having great relationships, having harmony in our relationships, you got to be on the same page with your communications. Amen. All right. So, praise the Lord. Give you a scripture. Here we go. I love this one. Of course, I say that about every scripture. Philippians 3:2. Praise God. You know, if you're not on the same page while you're talking, you got disharmony. Not good. Not good. Are we at Philippians 3? This is the ERV translation. You know what it stands for? Easy read version. Okay. It's just when you don't have time to really think deep. Or else you're reading a translation, you go, what? I grab some of these and it's like lights go off. Lights go off. So this is the ERV. Here we go. It says, agree with each other. Show your love for each other. Be united in your goals and in the way you think. Okay. I like that. So when I read that, that tells me we all have to be on the same page when we're communicating. Same page. You got to be on the same page. In order to get that, all right? Now, sometimes, this is a little golden nugget, sometimes you might have to have a conversation with the person about the conversation you're going to have. Think about that. Sometimes you might have to have a conversation with the person about the conversation you're going to have. It's called focus. Okay, I did this past week, the week that it was 80 degrees. I grabbed my son and I said, hey, Jess, he cuts the lawn and he shovels. By the way, I said a couple weeks ago, man, you got off easy. I don't even think you picked the shovel up, right? So, but I did say this, and I said, hey, listen, Jess, April is around the corner. I think we need to talk about cutting the lawn. I just had a conversation with him about the conversation we're going to have about cutting the lawn. Like, it does the battery work? You know, he knows my drill. Does the battery work? Are the blades ready? Is the belts working here? Because that's always fun. All right. So sometimes you have to have a conversation with the person about the conversation or about the issue you need to talk about. And I'll tell you why. Because people get all over the page in the middle of the conversation. They get off the topic. They get off the issue. All right. Now, I am good at this, but that means I'm really bad. Okay, I'm going to tell you about me. When we're having a conversation and it starts to get uncomfortable, and I'm starting to feel like cornered in, I am looking for a way to change the conversation. How many kids do that? I'm a big kid. I do that, all right? Okay, so you might have to have a conversation, and then you reel them back in. Hey, we agreed we're talking about cutting the lawn. Not that you didn't get to shovel this year. No, we agreed. We talked about the lawn, okay? So we pull them back into the conversation because you want to get them on the same page so we can get things going here, all right? So you got to, all righty. So, all righty. How about this? Has anybody ever, same page. This is me. Controller, planner, let's do it. So, like March, I would say, hey, honey, let's talk about the kids. Okay, that was a quick answer. No, let's talk about the kids and what's going to happen this summer. All right, so I have just given a conversation about the conversation we're going to have. We're going to talk about what we're doing with all four kids this summer. So, and then Jack would agree, okay, let's have a conversation. But not right now, all right? So got to be on the same page, guys. You got to be on the same page in your communication so you're not going to accomplish anything. And sometimes things are just going to blow up. So get on the same page. So that was just a little trick on how to stay on the same page. Nah, I shouldn't say trick. All right. Number two in having better communications so you can have better relationships, so you can have harmony in your relationships. Number two, timing, all right? You've got to make sure your conversation is at the right time, in the right circumstances, okay? Let's say you had a hard day, your boss was just dumping all of his work on you, and plus two people called in sick, and it was just a not delightful day. You come in the door, and your wife blasts you about how the kids were behaving. I used to do that. Not the right time. Not a good time, right? It's not a good time. Do you all know what I'm talking about? Not a good time? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone said, oh, yeah. All righty. Another thing for timing. You have to know what you're... can't do this one. You have to know what you're going to communicate, all right? You have to know what you're going to communicate. You have to know, I need to communicate with you, and you see me coming, and you know I'm going to step on your toes. And you know what you do, because I used to do this, I still do this, I have to work on this, is I just my part of the conversation is real fast. I got it. Okay, we're done, let's go. I do that, don't I? I do that to Sherry a lot. I do. All right. I do. I'm working on it. All right. So what is good timing? When is the right time? Huh? Not when they're walking in the door after they had a hard day, right? No. Okay. But what is good timing? When is good timing? Well, I can tell you if your spouse is like watching the football game and it's like the biggie game or any game on Saturday, you know, they do this or Sunday, whatever they're doing it now. They're not doing football now. Okay, but you're not going to have a conversation with them right now, right? You're going to get the all right? So that's not the good timing. It's not a good timing. And listen, this is talking about in relationships like in marriages and stuff, but how many of you work? Well, this also works in the workforce. Your boss has just gotten out of a two-hour meeting with the bigwigs that came in town. And he finally gets out of there, And he looks like he's been punched up. And you run up and you go, hey, I have to talk to you about when I want to take vacation next year. Come on. Not. Okay. I'm going to do it. Here I go. Sunday morning, when I'm walking up, not good timing to ask me about anything. Thank you. I have gotten the most ridiculous questions. Yeah, praise the Lord. Okay, moving on. Okay, pick the right time. Pick the right circumstances. And listen, so I would say to Jack, hey, we need to have a conversation about this topic. Let's go out on a date this week. Away from kids, away from phones, whatever. Okay, so it was going to be good timing, good conversations, good circumstances, so we can talk on things, all right? So not too hard. Let me give you a couple golden nuggets. If you're taking notes, write this down. If you want to have meaningful conversations, if you want to have better communications, if you want to do it better in all your relationships, think about what you want to say. Just go easy. Pick two things. Pick two things. You know, I'm notorious for going, you know, no, just pick two things. Just think about what you want to say and pick two things, all right? Next one. This is tough. Didn't always pass the test. Still don't always pass the test. Working on passing the test. Get your emotions under control before you start your conversation. Get your emotions. So if you're angry, go to the bathroom, come out, and get it under control. Get your emotions under control, okay? I remember someone telling me this story, and I laughed so hard. They were actually brothers, and they were working for each other in a company. And, you know, the great thing or the bad thing is when you have businesses with family members, especially guys, and they grew up, they don't think anything about, let's have a fight, right? That's how when you're little boys, that's how they just do a dive, jump, punch, roll, and then they're off, okay? So this particular person, they were brothers and they were in a business together, and the conversation, they had set a time to have a conversation about the conversation. It kind of got a little heated in there, and the voices got really loud, and the one gentleman says, my brother sitting up on the opposite table, he says, I saw this vein pop out of his head. He said, I think he's getting angry. I think this is not going to go good, and we're going to have to do that. Just stop. All right. So you can't do it when you're angry. And another thing I'm going to say, when you're having a conversation with somebody, you know, set aside a time, you got good timing going on, and you erupt into a punching bag. It is not a punching bag. It is not a verbal slash them, dash them, smash them, F-bomb them. Yeah. And you definitely don't go punch them out, okay? Conversations are not to be a punching bag, whether it's verbal or physical. And you all know that, but, you know, it's a good thing to tell people. Amen. That was fun, Pastor D. Okay, so we're talking about better relationships. We want to have better relationships. That means we want to have harmony. Now, picture this scenario. I'm single. Okay, I'm single. I'm just this one individual, and I love myself. I love everything that I think. I love everything that I do. Matter of the way I think is always right. The things that I do, we always do. Okay? And you know what? That's okay if you're single. Right? That's okay. And you can have friendships, and they'll love you too. All right? Okay. But that is not to enter into a lasting relationship. That kind of thinking into a lasting relationship, and certainly not to a marriage, because in a marriage you become one. You care. You take deep care about what the other person is thinking. Right? All right. So, if you are that type of person, I think, and I've in the years and years Jack and I were doing premarital counseling. I think there was a couple of times when we said, oh, man, I remember this guy. It was really a guy. Sorry, it was a gender. That was it. Super selfish. And I thought, man, this is not going to go good. I could not hear love out of him on how he the girl that he was going to marry. And really, what I heard is this is going to be bad. So, you know, it's so nice when somebody's your boss, you let them do the dirty work. And I said, Jack, you go talk to him. I'm going home. Yeah, he had to sit down and talk to them. And they worked on it. Actually, they postponed the wedding, and they worked on it for another year. And they're doing good, okay? But, hallelujah. You can't be selfish in relationships. Everybody say, not selfish. Yeah, all righty. And it's so interesting. Relationships you have to work at. You have to work at it from before you get married, while you get married, till you keep getting married, okay? You got to keep working on it, okay? Now, the funny thing about marriages or relationships, whether it's friendship, it's two people. Two different people, usually, okay? The two different people, they might have gone from the same high school, but that's about all you know about it. But you're going to have a friendship that's going to last. You take two people that are going to have a relationship, and they have to work at it. And they work at it by their conversations. Amen. Praise God. So our purpose is better relationships, having a harmony. And actually, the purpose of my relationship when I'm married is to enhance that person that I'm in relationship. I don't care if it's a friendship or a spouse. Okay, you're enhancing them. You care to make it better, to make them better, to just harmony. Amen. Praise God. All right. Now, if it's not, listen, communications is not a competition on who gets the last word and wins the point. Communications is not who gets to be heard louder. Louder, all right? I've been in some of those, not good. Communications is not about I'm taking over the conversation. I have to work on that one, okay? It's not a takeover. And communications is we're going to do it my way. That's not communications. And you know what that spells out? P-R-I-D-E, pride. When your communications are all about that, you're stinking of pride, okay? Communications is how can I help our relationship? All right. Praise God. Number three. Hallelujah. Oh, no. Let me do this one here. Yeah, okay, let's do this. Number three, listening. Number three is listening. You want to have better communications, you have to be a listener. What? Yeah, you have to be a listener, okay? Now, get this. There is a difference from listening and just waiting for your turn. I'm guilty of this, you know, I'm guilty. I'm working on this. I'm really trying to do this. I'm doing this. Okay. It's not listening. It's not, I'm just going to be quiet while they're talking. It's more to that. Okay. It's not, you're on the edge of your seat and you've already planned out what you're going to say. I'm listening though. All right. I'm listening and I'm looking at the clock waiting for my turn. Okay. That is not listening. All righty. That is not. Oh, how about this one? Gosh, when we were newly married, I did this one a lot, but I got better at it. I go into the zone. I'm listening. You know, mouth's open and stuff like that. Okay. That's not listening. Okay. It's not listening. Okay. And I said this before, listening is not a competition on who gets the winning point. Don't you hate when someone always just has to get that last word in there? Oh, gosh. I get so angry, then I have to repent. Okay, yeah, okay, this is me. Alrighty. Now, let me give you some benefits for listening, because if you can figure out why you should be a good listener, you might be a better listener. Okay, benefits for listening. Number one, you gain knowledge. You gain knowledge about the person, what they're feeling, how they're looking through it. So you gain knowledge, alrighty? You gain knowledge. Proverbs 18:15, turn over to that, to the easy read version. Proverbs 18:15, they'll pop that up. Oh, you guys are awesome. Praise God. Wise people want to learn more, so they listen closely to gain knowledge. Isn't that beautiful? Okay. So I'm going to be listening. That's why I should listen. Message Bible says wise men and women are always learning and always listening for fresh insight. So in other words, I'm going to listen to you because I want to gain knowledge about you, about the things that are that are deep inside of you, or the what's really going on. All righty? Okay. Praise the Lord. Gain knowledge. All righty. Number two, why you should listen. It creates a pathway to understanding. Now, write that down. It creates a pathway, underline that word pathway, to understanding. But what I didn't say, it creates understanding. It just creates a pathway. Listening creates a path, like dig a path out here, okay? It just doesn't snap, crackle, pop, all righty? Look over to 1 Peter 3:7. 1 Peter 3:7. Listening creates a pathway. How about this way? Listening creates an opportunity to understand you. If I'm listening, I just might understand what's going on in your head. Like why you acted that way. And why you were like this. And why this is so big in your life. If I'm listening, I have an opportunity to get understanding. 1 Peter 3:7 Amplified says, in the same way you... Everybody say, husbands. All right. Husbands, live with your wives. Say, wives. In understanding, in an understanding way, with great gentleness and tact, and with an intelligent regard for the marriage relationship. Okay, guys, ready? This tells me it's possible to understand your wife. Just look at that scripture. God's telling you, not me, even though I'd like to tell you, God's telling you it is a possibility to understand your wife. He wouldn't have written it. So, I've said this. I am bad. This whole series, I'm telling you what, I saw all the places I'm working on. But I walk out of a room full of a meeting with guys and I go, man, I don't understand them. They are just weird. And God corrected me. He says, well, you need to create a pathway to understand them. I was like, okay, same way. Okay, husbands, this is a pathway to understand them. And now listen, if God's telling husbands that you can understand your wife, this principle works with every relationship you have. This principle, listening, works with every relationship you have, with your boss, with your sister, with your mother-in-law, with whoever. If we apply this principle, it will help make a better relationship, hands down, in every relationship you have. How many of you have some stinking relationships? Don't raise your hand. Okay. Okay. This might be your answer. Okay? Praise the Lord. Now this is a step for listening. You have to want to. Everybody say, want to. Now say, I want to. If you didn't say it, that means you threw the towel in. Pick that towel up and say, I want to. I want to have better communications. I want to have better relationships. I want to be a better listener so I can understand. You did what? I won't be saying that so often. Yeah, all right. So look at Proverbs 18, 1 through 2. 1 through 2, yep. Proverbs 18, 1 through 2. I want to understand them. I want to, because I want harmony, and I want to enhance my relationships. That is purely selfless. That's a good thing. All right. Proverbs 18 says, people who do not get along with others are interested only in themselves. They will disagree with whatever anyone knows is right. Verse 2, a fool does not care whether he understands a thing or not. All he wants to do is show how smart he is. Sounds like a pack of poo, right? Pack of pride. Okay. You got to want to. Message Bible says, fools care nothing for thoughtful discourse. All they do is run off at their mouth. So I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand if you know a fool, but... listen to this, all right. If you're going to have any understanding with people that you're in a relationship with, if you're ever going to get to that understanding, you're going to have to desire to want to understand them. Now, you think that's so basic, but, you know, I was walking out of these rooms going, I don't get them. That's just ridiculous. And I really didn't have a desire. Now I'm going, I have a desire. I have a desire to understand that person. And now, you know, I'll say, I'll be in a meeting with someone or just one-on-one, and they'll tell me something off the wall that they did. But they're sharing, and I go, I get it. I understand who they are and where they've come from. I get what they did. Now, still wrong, but that created a desire. I wanted to know, and then I have an understanding. And then I'm going to tell them, but this is the highway, okay? So this is a good one. I get it. You know, you can. If you have grasped understanding in a person, you'll say, I get what they get, all right? And then we're going to move on. Praise the Lord. Okay, did we do Proverbs? Okay, Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2. Let's do this one. Did I type that one out? Proverbs 2. Yep. Sometimes I type them up. Sometimes I just read them here. Proverbs 2, 1 through 5, King James Version. Praise the Lord. You got to want to, and you got to take time to understand your spouse, understand your best friend, understand your siblings, understand your boss. You got to take time and listen to what Proverbs 2 says. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you so that you will incline your ears to wisdom, all right? Apply your heart to understanding. If you cry out for discernment, if you lift up your voice, that was me. I don't get them. I want to get them. I just want to get them, all right? If you lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as a hidden treasure, then, everybody say then. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Key to understanding is work. That was work. It takes work to understand the person. No, not in the bad sense, but everybody say, ugh, work. Yeah, you get married. You have a best friend. I've had a best friend for, oh my gosh, 30, coming on 40 years. It has taken work to keep that friendship, okay? It takes work. Everybody say work. Work, 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 okay? So if you've got a relationship, you're going to have to work at it. All right? And this scripture, picture this scripture, okay, that we just read. You have to have tenacity. Okay, you have to be that bulldog that's going to say, I'm going after it. And when I get hold of it, I'm not letting go to understand that person. Or like it said, treasure. I'm going after to dig out in this relationship because inside that relationship are treasures. All right? And I want to have harmony in my relationship, so I'm going to work at it. You have to work at it. How many of you figured that out after a couple of years of being married? Man, it's work. And I tell this story. It's our second year. We have finished 1 year, moved to Tulsa, and we are having a bad conversation, emotional anger, veins popping out. I'm ready to jump out of the car on the expressway. Yeah, I went crazy. Okay, not good communications. Matter of fact, we didn't do anything right in that car on communications. All right? But it took work. It takes work. Okay? And you got to just, listen, you got to say, I am going to stick with it. I'm that bulldog. I'm not quitting. Buddy, we are not quitting. We're going to figure this out. I'm going to get understanding. Okay? Praise the Lord. How exciting. That's good. All right. So don't quit. How many of you found out relationships are hard? You can raise your hand. We can raise both hands. Okay. They're hard. Okay. It takes work. Okay. And how many found out that there are times you're hitting heads? And that's all you're doing, you know, just for, okay. You're hitting heads. All right. And I'll tell you what, it is really easy to stomp out of the room. I'm done. Get in the car and drive, drive, and drive, and drive. Or sit down and eat a gallon of ice cream. Okay. We don't do that anymore because we're past 50. Jeez, a lot more than 50. All right. Okay. But if you will be this bulldog and say, listen, no, I know this person is worth understanding. And I'm gonna stick with it. Funny. Okay. I can't see. I have tears in my eyes laughing here. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. Third benefit for listening. Already? This one. Third benefit. Why would I want to listen to her? Why do I want to listen to him? Well, here's a benefit. When it communicates, it communicates honor and respect when you listen. It communicates to that person, I honor you. I value you. I esteem you. I respect you when you listen. I'm just saying. Yep, it sure does. All right. So have you ever had a conversation when somebody was dishonoring to you, disrespectful to you? Unfortunately, in the day and age we live, you will all say, yes, sir. You're having a conversation with someone and then the phone comes out. You're having a conversation with them and they're sending a text message. You're having a conversation with them, okay? It's pretty bad. I always like when we have a Cashman get together now. I remember the first time everybody had cell phones, and I think we were at Jim and Martha's house, and then you walk in the foyer, they have this little table, whatever that thing's called, and you saw all these different cell phones on there. I was like, high five, I'm so proud, I love them so much, because we were going to show honor and respect. And if you couldn't get hold of us, sorry. But, you know, it was beautiful. Okay, honor and respect. When you're listening, you're showing honor and respect. Okay, now when that person is texting, you know what that communicates? You value that text more than you value me. Come on. All right, now, there's exceptions to the rule. Just recently, a couple weeks ago, I had a meeting with somebody, and I was waiting for an emergency phone call. I knew it was coming. So I'm having this meeting with this person, and I say, hey, listen, I'm going to keep my cell phone next to me. I am expecting a very important phone call. Is that okay that I occasionally glance? Actually, it would vibrate. Okay. And the person agreed and said yes. Okay. Because they agreed... I did it. We did good. Because they agreed, I showed honor to them and I showed respect to them. All right? So listening to the person that you value, that you esteem, that you think is precious, you show honor and respect. I like honor and respect. I really do. All right. Look up this scripture. Did we do 1 Peter? Oh, yeah. 1 Peter 3, 7. Let me see if I can find this. 1 Peter 3, 7. We're going to do the first part. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 3, 7. Okay, 1 Peter 3, 7. Praise the Lord. In the same way you husbands live with your wives. Now, we've read this before. We're going to read the last part. In the same way you husbands live with your wives in an understanding way, with great gentleness and tact, and with intelligent regard for the marriage relationship. As someone who's physically weaker, since she is a woman, show honor, show respect, for as a fellow heir of grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered or ineffective. Whoa, baby, you should have lots of honor and respect because you're wondering why your prayers aren't getting answered, right? I didn't write that. I like that, though. Wish I did write it. Man, I would like that one. But maybe sometimes it's time to sit back and say, you know, God, I went to you and with this and this, and nothing's moving. Just take it back a level and say, have you shown honor and respect to these people? Okay? Pretty good. That's all I'm going to say. Hallelujah. All right. Honor and respect. Praise the Lord. Moving on, Pastor D. All right. Okay. I learned this. I think I learned it in one of my college classes. Little golden nuggets to have listening and communication going on. Number one, look the person in the eye. If it's really important, no, it's not like, hey, honey, go take the dog out. I got to go. Okay, I get it. You're not going to look him in the eye. All right? It's okay. But keep eye contact when you're having a conversation because that demonstrates honor and respect. I'm going to look you in the eye. Okay? Keep eye contact. Don't be looking at the TV. The game's on. The game's on. All right? That doesn't show honor and respect. Okay. Number two, affirm what they're saying. Okay. So sometimes that's hard because they haven't said one thing you like. But look for one thing and say, oh, I really like what you said. I get it now. Or I understand. I understand how you feel. I'm affirming them. This is just Joe Basic psychology, but it's really out of the Bible. Okay? Affirm. So eye contact and affirm the conversation, somewhere in the conversation. Affirm, okay? Last one. This one I'm working on. Man, this is like, ask questions. Ask questions. Now, normally, I just want to get it over with, right? I got called into this conversation, and, you know, it's just kind of, I'm getting nailed. I'm getting pushed in the corner. It means I got to work on some things in my life. So I don't want to ask questions. I just want to get it over with. But when you ask questions, you show that you value that person that was communicating with you. I'm showing you, I care. I care, so I'm going to ask questions. I have a dear friend, actually, I'm supposed to meet with her today for lunch. Knew her back when my kids were little. She's awesome at it. Do you have any of these people that are just, they're just affirming and they just know how to ask questions? We did a grow group together, and she just knew how to wrap these questions and ask. And I was like, wow, I'm on a different plan. I'm going to learn this, okay? So while you're talking, because I have eye contact, because I really listen, because I value and respect you, I'm thinking about what you're saying, not just so we can get it over with, but I want to ask a question like whatever. I can't think of a good question here because I'm learning this stuff, okay? Ask questions like instead of I just want it to be done. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, let's move on. So we've got point number four. We're going to do key number four. Key number four is really easy. Man, Jesus, if you know your Bible from the beginning to end, it's all over there. Key number four, words. Key number four, so you can have better communications. It has to do with words. God's really into words. Genesis 1, all through the Bible. Jesus just nails us on our words, all through the Bible. Words. If you want to have better communications, you're going to have to take a look at words. Praise the Lord. Words. Everybody say. Now, words can set the mood. All righty? Have you ever entered into a conversation? Okay, better yet, I'll explain this. Words. Entering in a conversation where you know this is going to be bad. Ready? My mom. Davita Marie, get down here. If you got that middle name, and usually it was a couple octaves higher, I knew her words had, they had set the mood. Yeah? No, you didn't, Miss Kathy, you ever do that to people? Yeah, kids, yeah. Middle name? You ever do the middle name and last name? Oh, yeah. Man, Davita Marie, get down here. Gosh, I didn't want to do that, okay? So, praise the Lord. Mood, all righty. Let's give a good scripture for this. Ephesians 5. Verses 25 through 28. I am growing, praise the Lord. But I have started some conversation with some words, and they're not four-letter words like you're thinking. But, man, you knew the mood. You knew the mood, and you knew it wasn't good. So I was just sitting there. I'm not going to tell you that one. Okay, y'all at Ephesians 5? Now, Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 28. Again, wait a minute, I turned too many pages. Yep. All right, here we go. It's talking to husbands, talking to wives. But again, we said the same principles work for every relationship you have, whether it's a best friend or it's your boss or it's, siblings. Same thing, same principle works. Here we go. Ephesians 5. Husbands, go all out in your love for your wives. Okay, so you can say, hey, Dee, go all out for the relationship with your friend. Go all out for the relationship with this person, all right? So you can read it that way. Husbands, go all out for the love, go all out in your love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church. A love marked by giving, not getting. Christ's love made the church whole. His words evoked beauty. Everybody say his words. Everybody say beauty. Not ugly. Yeah, okay. Now, Jesus is talking about his relationship to us, the church. He's talking about that. But he's also using it as a comparison for all our relationships. So I'm going to use this in my relationship. And he said, his words bring out beauty in that relationship or that person that you've got some kind of relationship going on. So the question and the homework is, when you're starting, when you're in the midst of a conversation, are you thinking of words that bring the best out of that person? I am cooking up words to bring the best out of that person. Usually not. I just want to get my way, my words across. Okay, but I'm looking at it, okay? So choose words, choose those words, praise God, that bring, that uplift. So how about that? Edify, uplift, encourage, exhort. Those are the words that you're going to bring forth. Praise God. All right, another scripture. I love these scriptures. I love all of them. Here we go. Proverbs 18:21. This is the Message Bible. They're just going to pop it up. Really simple. Okay. This one just paints the picture. It's bigger than a Picasso. It is just so good. Ready? Proverbs 18:21 out of the Message Bible. Words kill. Words kill, comma, words give life. Either they're poison or fruit. Choose, you choose. I picked this translation because you probably have memorized in the other one. Sometimes you just got to see it. Okay, now, my words literally aren't going to drop you dead on the floor, okay? But how about my words are killing my relationship? My words are killing my relationship with my children. My words are killing my relationship with this marriage, all right? Okay, your words are either, he said, poison, or your words are going to have life. And listen, guys, I know I got to reel it in because I'm just like you. You did what? And I want to blast. And I've got to be quiet, D. Be quiet, D. Be quiet. Calm down, D. Don't get angry. I do this, okay? What words are going to minister life? What words are going to minister life? Praise God. Everybody say words. Woo, words. Okay, choose your words carefully. Last one, and it's going to be really fast. One scripture. Here we go. Last key to communication, number 5. Everybody do this. Love, love, love. Pat's got little kids. She knows what this means. Grandchildren. Okay, love. All right. Colossians 3:14. One scripture. We're wrapping up. Colossians 3:14. Above all, above everything else, above all, what? Put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. All right. So guys, the thing that makes all of these keys, these principles that we just went over, entangled, bound together is love. It's got to be done in love. Okay? It's got to be love and love. If our motive is love, then we're going to be on the same page. Because really, you know, I just want to chuck them off the roof and under the bridge. But my motive is love. My motive is love. So I love them. I want to be on the same page, okay? My motive is love for timing. My motive is love to be a listener so I can understand. Because my motive is love. I love that person. I love that relationship. Okay, I hope you don't love your boss, but you know what I mean. Got it? Okay. The right way, but okay? Okay, words. If my words are motivated by love, all right? Okay. Now, when it's love, it just binds all this stuff together. And the Bible says it brings perfect harmony. That was that song Coca-Cola put out. Yeah. It brings perfect harmony. Okay. If you will determine to practice these keys, these principles, okay, God will do his part. You do your part, God does his part. You do your part, God will do his part. He'll bring harmony in your relationships. Now, it might not happen overnight. Wouldn't that be delightful? It's like Dorothy, click your heels 3 times and you'll be in ta-ding, perfect harmony, okay? And listen, I know there are times that we're locking horns. I know, I'll never forget this. Jack and I are doing a marriage retreat at the Yorktown Chapel. Any of y'all go to that one? Okay, and we're prepping for that week, and we are killing each other that week. It is bad. And then I got ticked. No, not me. And I said, and we're going to go teach this? Right? Okay, number one, you have an enemy, and as soon as you make that commitment, he comes in. But you know what? We had to go back to the root of love. Wait a minute, I love that person. I love that person, okay? So I'm going to try to get on the same page. I'm not going to be slugging it out, all right? And I'm going to work at it, and I'm going to grab hold of that. I'm going to grab hold of understanding. I'll never forget that part. because he wanted to teach this, this, and this. And I'm like, that's the dumbest thing. We should be teaching this. I mean, we were so stupid. Really, it was me. But, you know, but I thought, I love this person. Let's get on the same page. And let's have perfect harmony. Praise the Lord. Okay. Do I have youth? Okay, that's it. So that was an amazing marriage conference. Just great. One of my couples that came to that conference, 9 months later, had a baby. Talk about a good conference, right? Just all right. Hallelujah. Yeah, for real. I ain't lying. So, all righty. How about we end in prayer? Just why don't you stand up, close your eyes, praise the Lord. Can I pray over you?